Another thing he was playing with, which didn't have anything to do with the work we were doing there, but in those days when you made your recording and you put it on records, they had the full orchestra going out to live production. They get real loud, real soft.
Dynamic range,
okay. Yeah. They couldn't take advantage of that full dynamic range because your needle would jump and jump over to the side groove.
Yeah.
So they would have to attenuate that down.
Mm-hmm.
And he had developed a synthetic way of taking your record and putting that back in.
Oh.
And again, this is 1940, and today, even today, they don't have... Of course, today with tape recording, you don't have to worry about that as much anymore. You get to full range. But up all the way up through the period of records,
uh-huh.
Nobody ever came up with this synthesizing that he had developed.